Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Those, yeah. And again, look, don't look up now, but you're only a game and a half behind Dallas.
You, exactly. Last night out of that play. Was it 7-8 play, 9-10? So you're still in that play-in area.
Seven and eight play.
But you only have to win one game as opposed to two.
Seven and eight play. Winner of 7-8 is the seven. Yeah. Okay. Loser plays the winner of 9-10.
Right.
Got it?
And you only have to win one.
Correct.
Against
that's
those.
Awesome.
And you are going to get that game if you are the eight. You're going to get that game at home.
Wow.
Okay. You're going to get that 9-10 winner at your place. So say, we'll do a scenario. Say the Grizzlies play at Dallas for that one because it stays the same way it is, 7-8. They lose, they're going to get a second shot
at
a
win. Shots at it.
At a win at home against the 9-10 winner. Got it?
So you could have, in this case,
so if you were 7-8,
Warriors
you're gonna get two
or Pelicans. Cracks. Yeah. It would be Warriors at the 10 slot. Yeah.
I will say, like, that is going to be
But
I mean, you'd have to feel
exciting,
good.
Exciting, Jason.
But you'd have to feel good about a one off with Dallas, even though it's there. I mean, you would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Porzingis, I would like Porzingis not to play. I mean, if I'm, realistically.
Did you see what they just did to Miami? Like, I know last night, because I heard all the excuses from the Hawks fans, they had half their team out. So did the Grizzlies, but Miami didn't. And right now, Memphis is beating teams, whether they've got a guy down, Embiid, whatever else. Last night, DeAndre wasn't, Hunter wasn't playing, several others, Capella wasn't out there.
Yeah.
You take care of business those, but they've also taken care of business when they've had a full rostered Miami squad. And so what they've done, quite frankly, is remarkable. And we came into this day, let's be real, after last night, the Grizzlies were the A. The only reason that's changed is because of what's going on with Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, you're getting transfers.
Earl Timberlake, all that kind of stuff. But the Grizzlies are playing at a level right now where they could easily be the number one story in town. It's been remarkable the job that Taylor's done in terms of maximizing the shorthanded roster you got, getting some out of everybody.
I'm still trying to get used to this team because for so many years as a Grizzlies fan, I don't know about y'all, but not that I'm surprised because I know we got talent and we're better at shooting, but for so many years after watching us defensively gut out games, I'm trying to recalibrate to this day still. Like when I see us win four in a row and we're doing this, I'm still recalibrating.
Well, they're playing a different way.
It's so different.
I mean, they used
to. When you drafted Ja Morant, that was the great
thing. That was the change,
You came into 2021.
You know, like Bane and all these NBA cats who can shoot, and it's just different.
Yeah, I mean, you were subjected to grit and grind 7.0.
They were kind of peddling something that isn't fun. I mean, I'm just here to keep it real.
No, I mean, to me, grit and grind was not fun. Grit and grind was fun because they won.
It was
not fun stylistically. It was a grind. It was like basically. The Grizzlies were really good at playing college basketball.
It's true.
Like, that's what they did.
Yeah.
They played college basketball. They mucked it up.
Just know that with the way this team is playing, you know, you're not going to be picking them the lottery. This team's going to have a good chance of making the playoffs now. Like, it's improving with each. I think I saw a Drew Hill tweet that the chances of them making the playoffs has gone up to 70% now.
Oh, wow.
So it's becoming a realistic possibility where you're in and you're outside of the lottery. But how's this front office done the last couple of years in sort of that range with what it's gotten? Whether it's Brandon Clark, right, whether it's Bain or Tillman, they have maximized. They've done well in those spots. And so wouldn't be a spot they're unfamiliar with. In fact, it'd be a spot they've been hitting some doubles and triples.
The other thing is,
with what they've done.
How do you so we've won in four in a row without Jaren, and they're supposed to be re-entering the lineup. He's going to be coming back in. Like, that process will be interesting to watch because you got this star.
And you got to get acclimated to him being back in the and that will be a process. But what you can't see happening is you bring in a guy as talented as Jaren, and all of a sudden, because you know there's sort of some bump and some rub. Okay, now Jaren's taking shots that other guys were going to have. What there's not going to be is some drop off.
Right.
What I can't see is everything becoming unraveled. You lose 9-10 in a row. There's only 23 games left.
Yeah.
You lose 9-10 in a row after Jaren comes back. He's too talented for that. And they're too good around him for that. And besides, I mean, if you're the Grizzlies, you're going to work him. You're not going to work him back in and play him 35 minutes the first time out there. You're going to work him back in slowly. Yes, it'll be a transition, but I think it'll be a relatively smooth one where it's not going to throw them off their stride.
Makes sense.
You know? So anyway, congrats.
I agree with you.
Congrats to the Grizzlies. Big win for them last night, 131-113 over the Atlanta Hawks. All right, here's what we're going to do. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Penny Hardaway, been busy. What are you thinking about Memphis basketball right now? What are your thoughts? We're going to take your calls when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, whether it's the Masters, whether it's the NBA. You got Major League Baseball in full swing. Their app's simple to use. They've got great odds on all the different betting markets, unique fun bet types like the same game parlay I've told you about, like the 3x2 that comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays with the NBA, and always exclusive promotions such as enhanced odds boosts with the biggest events. I love FanDuel because you get your winnings back, like they say, within 24 hours. Other sportsbooks are saying that too. I've noticed they are not holding up their end when it comes to that. FanDuel, I guarantee you, you get it back. And right now they're letting you place your first bet, new users, risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, any sport, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back inside credit if you don't win. That's how FanDuel does it. That's why you want to get hooked up. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook before, now's the perfect time with so much going on. Just use the promo code JSmith if you would so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, an Odyssey station.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
All right, we are up to the 1 o'clock hour code word here. And this hour's word is skate. Text the word skate. S-K-A-T-E. 72881. You got to do it within the next 53 minutes for your chance to win $1,000. And we've had local winners here. We had one this week in Sam. So text the word skate, S-K-A-T-E, to 72881. Again, skate is the code word. Text skate to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. And we'll have a fresh word coming for you at 2 o'clock with Giannotto and Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis basketball making some moves. Jonathan Lawson, Chandler Lawson offered Earl Timberlake projected lottery pick. Going into the season last year before the shoulder injury, he is now in the fold. Penny Hardaway on a little bit of a roll here. Mm-hmm. How you feeling about Memphis basketball? 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to DeMarcus. DeMarcus, you're on.
Yeah, well, I know y'all were talking about Memphis basketball and all that type of thing, man. But, you know, before I get into that, you know, I knew that Gonzaga wasn't going to win the national title. I thought it would have been at the hands of Oregon State.
Yes, but you did, DeMarcus. You did say that.
Yeah, well, you know, Baylor played much physical than Gonzaga, man.
Yes, they did.
100%. And so, but your Oregon State pick was absolutely awful.
Yeah, it was awful. But I got one half of it right. So, okay. You know, y'all have to, yeah.
Well, we'll send you a trophy. Anyway, we'll send you a trophy, man.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, do that, man. But anyway, you know, y'all were talking about the direction that Memphis basketball is headed in.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think it's headed in the right direction, man. And, you know, when you think about Penny, you know, Penny, if you think about it, you know, Penny, over the span of his career, he has had a success, you know, even from his days at Treadwell, man, even when he was, you know, senior at Treadwell, you know, because he was able to take Treadwell to the state twice. I think they went to the state twice, you know, when you think about it. And then, you know, what he's been able to do as a collegiate basketball player, you know, and when you think about the Bluff City Classic, you know, you have to think about Penny.
DeMarcus.
And then
we don't need to talk about the Bluff. But we are with you that Penny looks like he's rolling, brother.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, DeMarcus.
We got some other calls,
we know you got some Oregon State video, but we appreciate the time, brother. Thank you,
DeMarcus, for listening.
We go to Daniel. Daniel, you're
not
on.
Not for them to talk about Bluff.
What's up, King? What's happening?
What's up, brother?
I can't call you. I know how it goes. I think this year is Penny's year to truly judge him. Everything else has been a wash. He gets players to buy in, but his job now is to get them to be successful after they buy in with him. Because when you're playing with a lot of talent, that's the whole point of being great. That's why you get to be a pro. You're able to be efficient, and you still be able to be talented. And I think that's Penny's hurdle. But this year we get to judge him for a recruiting class and strictly off of the merits of the game, not trying to go for a title with Wiseman. Last year there was team players that were looking for that piece that wasn't there. You got Landis Nolan with a very quick release. Andre Williams is grown mentally better.
Yes.
And, you know, Lester, just he plays hard as hell. You're going to be successful. Now he has to make sure the other guys, everyone buys in with Penny. But when you're able to get them to be successful at their skill set and buy in, which is obviously where we ran into DJ having a problem with all those other guys, that's the hurdle for Penny, like all college coaches, and we'll see what happens. But this year, you get to judge him. Everything else has been a wash, in my opinion.
Daniel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, D.
He is Daniel. Let's go to Jody. Jody, you're on.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to say, man, if I was Houston or Wichita, I'd be like, man, this Kenny, man, this dude here. And every time you think you got him, he should pop back up with some more for you.
It's true. It is absolutely right.
He keep busting Will Wade's.
Hey, head. You have to give him credit, man. I mean, he seems to be at his best when the odds are stacked against him.
This dude right here, like, you look up and you say, oh, man, Memphis losing their whole team. Like, we got them next year. And then you say one of the best recruits coming in. And then you got, I mean, to number five recruiting class so far. I mean, dude, they doing something serious, man.
Jody, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate the call, bro.
535-377-6535-ES.
Didn't LSU want Timberlake?
Yes.
So he beat him for Musa and for Timberlake.
Well, thank you for keeping the tally of how many times Memphis is beating Will Wade in recruiting.
Beating Will Wade's head.
Hey, Tor. Tony.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got to say, man, you know, I always have confidence in this man. You know, it's some people out here, these like he just plugged and play. You got a lot of plug and play fans out here. Some of the stuff that they were saying over Twitter over the weekend and all this other kind of stuff, like the world was about to fall off. You know, I'm more interested on who he's going to get to help him. I thought Keelan Lawson touched on some real things yesterday. Penny, you know, I always talked about a dog on the floor, which I think you have that. And I think Jonathan Lawson would shore that up a little bit. But the other thing is, you need a dog behind the scenes to cut some of this mess out. You know, and for all the fans, just to know, this past COVID year was just an anomaly. You didn't even get a chance to play your real schedule. You didn't even get a chance to really work with your team. Think about how this man, if he can really work with his team from the beginning, have a preseason. All I know is this. For whoever they play next year, it's going to be hell to pay.
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call, brother.
Appreciate you, Tony.
Always love hearing from you. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Memphis, Penny Hardaway, they've been real busy. How you feeling? We go to Eric. Eric, you're on.
How you doing?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I quick Quick question for you guys. With limited scholarships and with Mr. Giovanni saying that Cease probably won't be coming back, do y'all think we more need right now a point guard or a center? And to piggyback on what the other guy just said, have y'all heard anything about coaching as far as the Tigers are go?
Good questions.
Yeah, Eric, thanks for the call. So what do we think they need more, if we had to say?
You think they need more point guard?
Yes.
That was the case you were making?
Yes.
Giannotto wrote a column, same thing.
Yes. And we heard Todd Day's name get thrown around, and maybe Keelan on some level.
I mean, ideally, if there's another point guard out there, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I'm interested in shoring up the interior at this point, because I think Penny's got several options now
at
point guard, more so than maybe, like I tweeted, a definitive guy, a prototype guy.
Exactly. We go to Mel. Mel, you're on.
The staff.
Yeah, how y'all fellas doing
today?
What's up, Mel? What's up, Mel?
Yeah, y'all got the best hand. What's going on, Jason?
How you doing, brother? How's
I'm
that hating?
In,
how's
hanging
that
in.
Hating going?
Mel, are you a hater?
No, why y'all keep saying that? I'm just telling the truth. That's all.
Okay, well, what's your
what's
truth today,
Mel?
The truth is, we've been saying this stuff for the last 3 years.
Well, that is true.
Well, last 3 years I've been saying it every day. Y'all come on here,
Mel. This is the first time you've ever been right.
That's like
I'm telling the truth. Y'all been saying this every day for the last.
It's like Groundhog Day, Mel.
But I think we did do this last year.
Right. Just let stuff play off, and then talk. Y'all make all these predictions. Y'all don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, man, what predictions have we made?
What we say, Sweet 16, fool?
Let everything play out. Then after the thing play out, then you can talk.
Okay,
Mel. All the talking don't mean nothing.
Hey, Mel, what are we supposed to do from the months of April 2021 to November, man? We got to do something. We can't just let it play out. We do a show every day.
Mel, what your Vols going to do? What your Rebels going to do?
My Rebels? Who? I'm a Louisville Cotton fan, no Rebel fan.
Man, stop. Louisville. You a closet Ole Miss fan. You a
Louisville. Have a good day, Mel. Have a good day. 535-3776-535-ESPN.
I love calls on, until the end of the
call. By the way, a little behind the music, John has his hand on the drop button.
That's right.
Now.
That's so right. You know. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys, I got a question. If Penny gets anybody else for the incoming freshman, what's your over and under for the portal next year? I say 4. Because somebody's not going to play. Yeah. And these kids now will be able to transfer. And don't get me wrong, I'm extremely happy because of the recruits that we got in. But if I was Penny, I would just call it quits right now. I wouldn't go after anybody else. I mean, you get the Lawsons, that's fine. But I mean, point guard, you got enough people that can run their point guard.
I think so.
Yeah, but you can't. But you don't just sit there, Chris, with two open scholarships. I mean,
no, he said Lawson's and that'd be. But Lawson's, you realize, Chris will put you at 13.
Chris,
you'd be.
Chris,
fooled.
Are you saying you would not go get the Lawson?
No, he said he would.
No, I would get the Lawson's, and after that, I would get the Lawson's.
And that's going to put you at 13, frankly, Chris.
You're done with the Lawson's.
But ultimately, you are right. When you have that much talent, somebody will not play.
Well, yeah.
But that's college basketball, too, when you're getting high-level talent.
Yeah, and Chris, I would say the number is probably 3.5, 4, but that's also the number for everybody. That's going to be the number for every college basketball team with freshmen. And you got to think, too, Chris, we appreciate the call, as always.
That's a good question.
You got to think, too, here, that you can only transfer once without penalty. Right, so it will slow down inevitably.
Yeah.
It will slow down. I mean, that's just that's the way it goes in college basketball. You get one time without a penalty, and then you have to sit out a year.
Then it's back to sitting out
a year. Let's go to Frank. Frank, who is there at the Skybox in Kyrville. Frank, you're on.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Yo, man.
Enjoying the show. What is that short for? Fanatic. And you want people talking about your program, whether they're bitching and moaning or giving you all the praises in the world, because you want them to be excited about your program. And we are excited about our program again, which is a good thing. I think Penny's going to refill the slots that people have transferred from. Everybody's got to deal with the transfers now because of the way it's set up. So I think he'll do a good job. I think he's going to be better as a coach next year. Everybody had to deal with COVID this year, so I don't think you can use that as an excuse.
Right.
But I think we need a Vincent Askew, an Andre Turner, someone who can hit shots or get you a basket. And I'm thinking that Williams kid was that guy for us this year.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Frank, always good to hear from you, brother. Appreciate the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Got time for a few more here if you want to get your thoughts on our Memphis basketball. We go to Christopher. You're on.
Hey, Jason, John, thank you guys for what you do each and every day. Jason, I hope Chris is tearing it up in Hoop City still.
Thanks, brother. We went scoreless yesterday, but it's okay.
Damn, them folks went scoreless, man. Why'd you have to bring that up?
I'm sorry.
Good grief.
My boy misses it. So
we miss you. We needed the size, brother. Now I know who I'm talking to. Yeah.
Any chance we can get you back? I can get you some gear or something.
They're playing baseball, ain't you, Chris?
Coming in the summer, man. In June, we're there.
All right.
Look, I can talk to Ernie. Just let me know. I can get it done.
There you go. Hey, guys, quick question. I think the Lawson brothers are the missing pieces, and I think we'll get them, and I think this thing's a wrap, like John was saying earlier.
Well, there you have it.
Hell, you want to come on and do the show?
Yes, sir.
It
could be Chris and Jason.
I think it sounds pretty accurate.
My bigger question is, how critical is it that Penny finds another assistant coach, and is that a missing link right now to put this thing all together?
Chris, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call, brother.
I mean, it's imperative. I mean, it's you know, Tony Madlock was his right-hand guy. Tony Madlock was the veteran on that staff. He had been in college basketball for 20 years. He played with Penny. Penny trusted him. And we had him on the show. Tony sort of saw himself as the enforcer on this Memphis basketball staff.
The Dorsey Sims.
Yeah, the Dorsey Sims, exactly.
That they had when they were.
So it's crucial that Penny replaces that guy with somebody who does a lot of the same things, you know, who can help you sort of navigate the college basketball terrain, you know, who can help you with scheduling and things like that. I mean, it's an important hire, and you have to ask yourself when you make this hire, whoever it is, what do they bring me? What do they offer this program? And hopefully the answer will be something more than I like them or we have a past relationship.
I think the way I've always looked at staffs, and we've talked about this before, so I'm not breaking any news here, but you try to go get something that maybe you don't have.
Exactly.
Right? You go out and get an assistant that's strong in an area, or maybe you're weaker, and whether that's, you know, recruiting ties in the Northeast or North, right. Whatever it is, they bring something to the way John. But I like it. They bring something to the table. That's the way you typically approach things. Now, what's been clearly made, I think this is worth noting. You know, when he's had defections or people leave the staff, what's he talked about? It's chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you know, what that turns into, how you measure that, I'm not exactly sure what gauge Penny uses because you're not in there in those meetings with those other coaches. But clearly one of the most important thing to him that he's constantly over and over and over again stated is that chemistry thing. So, you know, you got some folks that'll say, well, that what he wants is a yes man. You know, that hell, we had Keelan Lawson on who says that Penny needs something that's not a yes man, somebody who's going to challenge him. It's what, you know, right now it's going to go where Penny Hardaway thinks he needs.
Yep.
And I don't get the sense that Penny thinks, okay, I need something in this area.
Exactly.
Because I think he thinks he's pretty much got it licked.
Yes. But I think that's.
Could it help him? Yeah. We talked about this before Keelan said to everybody else, someone to challenge you? Because I think Penny has shown he's capable of growth. Right, and somebody, and so when you are challenged, that's when you can reach your greatest heights. So
I think
ideally it would be great.
Yes.
I just don't know if that's what Penny's looking for.
Yes,
if you catch my drift here.
535-3776-535 ESPN. We go to Al. Al, you're on.
Hey guys, how are you today?
What's up, man?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I've been listening to you. I'm a regular listener and enjoy your show.
Thank you, Al.
I just. There's a stickler I have in the back of my crawl. I need to make sure that Penny addresses this year, and that is foul shots.
Amen.
I mean,
it
was the albatross. It was the albatross that hung over this season. Al, thanks for the call. Look,
cost you a win against Houston.
Yeah, you know you.
And one of those two.
And
you
look,
more of them.
I don't know how you fix it.
Literally, Kelvin Sampson said, "This is how we won. We hit our free throws."
Right. Like,
that was literally what it came. That and rebounds for them. But yes, it had, you know, they were so bad this year that you almost wonder by just law of averages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 61.7%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take Moses 32 off. Okay. You know. Boogie was what? Was he in the 60s? It wasn't great either.
Yep. Nope, you're right.
And so that'll help some. But, yes, it's clearly got to be not – you can't just bring in a bunch of new guys and not do anything about, you know, hey, we had a free throw problem last year. It's clearly something you're going to be addressing constantly But hopefully, you just got better shooters.
Yeah, exactly.
Like guys who are
you
confident.
Got Camden. He's
DeAndre at one point's been 80. It improved by the end of the season.
It did,
Lomax, if he's going to be on the floor, typically a good free throw shooter for you.
Yep.
You know, it will not be 61%.
I got to look at his free throw percentages now because like
well, we looked at. I can't tell you what it is right now, but I thought Davion Warren's were pretty decent.
Yep, he was like 70-some percent.
Uh huh. Which is what you want.
Earl shot 70% from the free throw line.
That's a little low.
It's a little low, but it's not
terrible. Actually high for Memphis, quite
not
frankly.
Not terrible. It's not in the 60s, at least.
For Memphis, that's high. That's above average. You're talking about 61.7 as a team was 340th in the country.
Exactly. Anyway, thanks to all the calls today. Grim Reaper did not have to strike, but he may someday soon. There's a new system in place, you jabronis, and I look forward to exercising it. If need be. But I'm glad I didn't have to today. All right, we will come back. Aki Collins is going to join us.
Right.
We will talk to him about his new gig, college basketball at large, Memphis, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Free money.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000. Listen to the Jason and John.
Weekdays on the hour.
At 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
And get ready to win cold, hard cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply national contest. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. All of the best free coverage. The best sources and opinion. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's Grizzlies Station.
Hi, folks, Bob Burkham from Sunrise Buick GMC. You know Sunrise has the best selection, price, and has financing for everyone, but did you know you can bring your vehicle to Sunrise's award-winning service department no matter where you bought it? Maintenance, engine, transmission, brakes, or tires, bring it to Sunrise. Need body work? Tell your insurance agent you want to bring it to Sunrise. Schedule an appointment at sunrisememphis.com, Covington Pike, Bartlett, and Collierville. Check out the all-new Sunrise Truck Corral. Huge selection of nothing but trucks. All makes, all models, all prices, all trucks, all the time. Next to Sunrise Wolf Chase.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Aki Collins has a new gig. He's moving up to college. Is it College Station? What is it College Station there at Penn State? Aki, congratulations on the new gig there with Penn State basketball.
Appreciate it. For the record, it's State College.
State College.
College Station is Texas A&M.
Okay, sorry. We're getting off on the wrong foot here. Yeah, but you know what? It's really more your job to know than mine. So I am glad that we got that clarified. So, look, I don't want to take credit, but since you've started coming on this show, you've got not one but two jobs. We're like a search firm out here, man. What can you say?
No doubt, but you guys don't get a cut.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. We'll take your time. That will do for us. So look, I mean, it's a whirlwind, right? Obviously, the New Mexico gig is cut a little bit short, but you get right back in the game there at Penn State. Just generally, it feels like Aki Collins has had a little bit of a renaissance in college basketball the last couple of years. Does it feel like that to you?
Oh, it definitely does. Everybody asks me, like, what do you think? I said, this is not about me. Like, all the glory goes to God on this one. Like, I prayed about it. And he provided the opportunity for me. So that's where it starts and that's where it ends. So, I wanted to get back into a job in New Mexico to kind of get back in the mix so that people realize that I was serious about it. Obviously, like you said, it got cut short, but this opportunity literally landed in my lap immediately after that. It was just a matter of saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm blessed and fortunate, and I've worked with Michael before. And Marshall, he and I were assistants at Marshall. So when he got the call, he was actually in the bubble with Purdue. He texted me from the bus when it leaked and said, it's on. I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm just happy to be here. Like I said, I feel very blessed with the opportunity.
We're absolutely thrilled for you, Aki, and knew this opportunity was going to come. Tell us a little bit more about Shrewsbury, about your guy. What kind of coach do you expect him to be at Penn State? Guy you're working for?
I think he's going to be great. I mean, obviously, he was in the NBA with Boston. He was, you know, he coached their summer league team. He was the associate head with Brad. He and Brad worked together at Butler and went to two title games. So he's very prepared for this opportunity. Going to be a player's coach, going to be demanding, especially on the defensive end. But the players, the fans here in Pennsylvania will love him.
We are, of course, talking to Aki Collins. He joins us periodically, obviously. Every time it feels like every time we talk to him, he has a new job here. Look, I am curious though, because this is a different role, right? This is a different role than the one you had at New Mexico. You're going to be, you know, an assistant coach again, which means you're going to be, you know, on the road, and you're going to be recruiting, and you're going to be, you know, doing all the things that you did so well, right? For example, at the University of Memphis, but. It's a different world now, man. You are coming back as an assistant to a different college basketball than the one you left. Over 1,300 transfers in Division I this year, and maybe that changes in the future. Maybe it is not always this bad. But what do you make of the state of college basketball and just sort of the new frontier that you are coming back to as an assistant?
I think you have to – when you get guys, you have to do a great job of evaluating them, not only as players, but as people, and have a relationship with their inner circle. You can't stop people from getting in their ears. It's just part of life with social media and everybody focusing on athletics the way they do throughout the country. But I think you have great relationships with those players and provide an opportunity and an environment where they feel comfortable and there's no need to leave. Yes, you're going to lose guys, and I think that's part of the process. But I think you always have to keep recruiting. And hopefully you get a group of guys that enjoy being together. They work hard. They have a lot of success. And so there's no need to look outside of their current situation. So that's the goal, and I know it's going to be challenging, but you know, that's what I'm signing up for.
You know, obviously, here in Memphis, for example, there have been, you know, a few transfers and you know, a couple, you know, Musa, for example, declared for the NBA draft. It's never fun, you know, to lose two of your top four, you know, four or five of your top nine. Like, that is just – that's never a fun thing. But, you know, is this – you know, I guess I would ask you, Aki, is this, from a big-picture standpoint, you know, is this going to be the norm? Do you see this as sort of a one-time thing in this year with COVID and everything? I guess I would just ask you, is this a phase? Like, you know, when you're a teenager, you just go through them? Or is this going to be a new trend for college basketball?
Well, I hope, and I'm optimistic that it's a phase. And I think there's just so many factors that are in play now because of COVID, because NCAA basically gave everybody this year back. I just think there's a groundswell with all the opportunities for people to enter the portal. Unfortunately, and you guys are well aware of this, some guys are going to get left out in the cold that put their name in the portal, and they're not going to be able to find a home. And so I think that will cause guys to pause in the future. It may be 2 or 3 years before we kind of get back to what we consider to be normal, but I'm hopeful that it'll slow down a little bit. I just think there's way too many guys in the portal. I think guys are leaving for the wrong reasons. If I were on the voting committee, this is my suggestion. If a head coach is fired or leaves for another job, then the players should be able to transfer without having to sit out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they just are unhappy or somebody's tampering with them, I think they need to have to sit out a year. And I think that will slow it up. You know, obviously, that's my opinion. Nobody asked me for my opinion, but that's what I would suggest, because that makes more sense. Like, all right, coaches are leaving. That's the team's argument, that coaches can leave and they can coach right away, so we should be able to do the same thing. Okay, I grant you. I give you that. let's put in a rule where if a coach leaves for whatever reason, fired or accepts another job, retires, whatever the case would be, then kids on his team, his or her team can go and transfer right away.
Mm. Here's what I want to know, out of that 1,300 or whatever John says the number's at today, how many of them are going to be bad fits? You know, what's the percentage of bad fits? Because so many of these situations, right, you're doing it over Zoom. It's not a situation where, like, when you recruit out of high school, maybe you did your five officials, all that kind of thing, got some real time. It feels like a lot of these kids are making decisions based off of meeting with a coach on Zoom. Do you think over half of them, do you think a ton of them will be bad fits and ultimately not work out?
I think it's going to be a ton of them. And not just the kids that are making decisions over Zoom. Coaches are making
decisions
over Zoom.
The coaches, too, right. It goes the other way. You're right.
Over video and over stats. Like, one good thing about when you have a solid program, you have players within your program that you can trust, that understand what your expectation levels are. You know, they'll tell you about recruits that you bring in, you know, because they go and hang out and they party on Friday, Saturday night, and they spend time playing video games in the dorm. And guys will come back and say, yes, coach, this is a good fit, or no, hey, this guy, he doesn't fit what we do here. And so you're losing that interaction. And so decisions are being made without the interpersonal relationships being built.
I can tell you what, man, we are super excited for you, man. We're very happy for you, as always.
Congratulate you, brother.
You're back on the bench, which is just awesome to see.
And where you belong.
And we look forward to, you know, keeping up with Penn State basketball this season, man. Thanks so much for the time, as always.
And you guys know it, and thank you once again. And, hey, I'm going to keep you guys on retainer, just in case.
Exactly. Yeah, we've worked wonders for you,
man. Hey, y'all about to get a lot of time there, Ox, so we shouldn't be hearing from you anytime soon.
Well, guess what? I'll still call and check in with you guys.
Hey, real quick, I know we're signing off, but on that point, man, this is different, right? This is different from when you took the New Mexico gig.
I mean, you took
the New Mexico gig knowing, like, hey, you know, the family probably doesn't need to, like, come out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he said that, yeah.
That's 100% correct. Like, I knew, unfortunately, what the situation was when I took the job. And obviously, I got that job so late. I mean, by the time I actually was getting ready to get out of quarantine, I think it was second week in November. So that was a totally different situation. This one, you know, Coach Weaver is coming in, you know, first day we're here. Like, this is where I'm going to be for a foreseeable future.
Absolutely.
They're lucky to have you.
We'll be rooting for you, man. Send us some Penn State gear, okay?
No, hey, that onesie's coming, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I can't wait. Hey, we have no allegiances yet, all right? So whoever sends us the most gears, who we're pulling for in my house. Thanks, as always.
I understand where you guys are located. I understand that's the home team, but I'm going to be 1B.
No doubt.
If you need 1A, I'll be 1B.
You could be our Big Ten team, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, coach.
I appreciate you guys.
Congrats, brother.
Yep. He is Aki Collins, newest assistant coach there at Penn State. Look, I mean, for him, that's just an unbelievable opportunity because you're getting a totally fresh start.
Right.
At a pretty good job.
Well, so you can tell the family, hey, come on, this is one where I'm going to be invested in. We're going to be here for a while, so come on with me. I mean, it's a completely different feeling. Not to mention, you know, you get that job late at New Mexico, you're director of basketball ops, you're not on the road. You're not involved in recruiting, that kind of thing. Now he's involved in from the ground up with a new coach in Shrewsbury. So excited and looking forward to seeing what Aki does with the position.
Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity.
Glad to see him back in.
I think the biggest thing is probably like the psychological, like, hey, you know, we have a chance to actually start fresh, you know, with a brand new coach. And look, you can, you know, are you going to win the Big Ten at Penn State? No, you're not going to win the Big Ten. But can you make the tournament? Can you be competitive at that job?
They're coming off that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So it's a really good situation for Aki Collins there, and we appreciate him joining us as always. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet, anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey, so we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet. We are Odyssey.
Yep.
Like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, Odyssey.
92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Baseball is back. Nothing quite like watching a game. Great weather, cold drink, and now
a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot because FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. Get up to $1,000 back if your first bet does not win. And once you have your account, you can get up to $25 back every single day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's why they're America's number one sportsbook. Easy to use. They'll pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know I sent you. 21 present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Whether you're a gymnast like me or you live that yoga lifestyle, you know flexibility and joint health are key. That's why Smoothie King created the new Stretch and Flex Smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Blue Note Juke Joint, lots of reasons to celebrate. Pour yourself a celebratory drink here in the city of Memphis. I recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. It's made right here, crafted right here in the great city of Memphis. Aged a minimum of 3 years, 93 proof, unfiltered. It is smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. I highly recommend it. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail. Lots of different ways you can go when you're drinking Blue Note Juke Joint. You can't miss it. It's the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. It's a great-looking bottle. It's a great taste, and it's made right here in Memphis. Why wouldn't you pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joints? Just $29.99, and it's available wherever your favorite liquors are sold around the city of Memphis. So what are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four.
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause if you're in my head in a pocket full of
Ring design, ring design, ring design. That's what women care about, Jason. All right? So I know you've gone through your entire life thinking it's all about size. You want to come on here and talk about your experience in the Peabody with that ring? It ain't about the size of the ring at the Peabody. It's about the design of the ring. Maybe not that specific ring, but over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, ring design is the most important thing when it comes to getting an engaged ring. And when you go up to Robert Irwin Jewelers and you rap with Howie, he's going to help you. He's going to help you choose the size and shape of your center diamond from either earth-made or man-made diamonds. You can choose from hundreds of designer-style engagement ring mountings, or you can bring your own picture or drawing. Howie's going to make you a brand-new ring in the gold color of your choice, and she is absolutely going to love it.
Maybe you've already got that engagement ring. Hopefully you got it from RIJ. If you did, if you didn't, time for wedding bands. Robert Irwin Jewelers got you covered there, too, because they got a huge selection of all kinds of wedding bands. Diamonds, gemstones, white gold, yellow gold. Maybe you get a couple diamonds in yours like my wife was able to do for me. Whatever your style, Robert Irwin's got it. They've got the perfect wedding band. And got wedding bands made from meteorite. And it doesn't have to be weddings, guys. Birthdays, anniversaries, the birth of a baby, graduations. Howie's got the perfect gift. And he's got the perfect financing option. Should you need, can include taking up to 60 months to pay. So he's got you covered either way. Going to be the best deal in town with the biggest, brightest diamond in town. It's all at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternet FM, ESPN. Thanks to Aki Collins for joining us here on the show. It's been a big day for Memphis basketball. Some say that Timberlake will finally be at Memphis Madness.
Hey,
and I think Memphis fans will certainly feel like, you know, rocking their body at Memphis basketball game, because, you know, we'll be able to actually go to the games now. We'll be able to see, you know, Justin Timberlake in person. But don't wear your suit and tie. You know, wear your Wear your Memphis basketball.
You're getting
gear.
Them all out now.
Yeah, you got the repertoire.
Everything
that,
you got that. The rest
I'm
of them.
Unloading gun clip.
And by the
here.
Way, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people have said all these wings and all these sort of similar players, you know, could be problematic. But it's not a bad thing. It's never a bad thing to have all that talent.
Well done.
And I think for Memphis basketball, the idea is sort of to take back the night, get back to the NCAA tournament. You know, this season, because
well done.
It's been so long, and my hope is that, you know, come this time, you know, March, February, that we can't stop the feeling of the euphoria that we are feeling for Memphis basketball. But I think what Penny is doing is he is sort of compiling the supplies, you know, the supply eyes that he needs to sort of make all of this possible, to where, you know, maybe next season you're not going to have to, you know, drink this Memphis basketball season away.
Amazing.
You know what's interesting? We are replacing one song, dude, with another.
That's
if
right.
You think about it.
That's right. Boogie Ellis is gone, and now Earl Timberlake is in.
It's a song for a song, if you will.
Clever.
Let the groove get in. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Out with Boogie, in with Timberlake.
You know, a little filthy the way you did that,
oh,
Brad.
Very good. Very good. You got a clip. You got a full
he's
clip.
He's emptying it out.
We had some time here.
I want to send the show out with a little bit of a TKO. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jason, if you want me to stop, just say something.
Oh, no. Go right ahead. I want you to fill it up. Finish it up.
Just say something.
That was the best
say
one.
Say something.
Yeah.
Say something. You know what
got
I'm saying?
It. Yes. Now I got it.
Anytime
that
you're ready.
That one did go over my head.
I'm not going to do this until the end of time, I promise you.
Oh,
I
will.
At some point, I am going to stop with the Justin Timberlake.
I mean, there's a good catalog to deal with here. Yeah,
Jason, I'm sorry, man.
The cheeky DJs are going to love this.
I need 9 or 10 more if you can.
I don't think I have any more, but I'll tell you what I do have is that my love for you, that you were able to sort of sit here and take this way that you have been. It's been really something to witness, I'll be honest with you.
Just doing my best.
But I think we've gone through the entire catalog.
Did we get it all in?
You know, I mean, I could really, you know, I could go down the entire thing. If you want to get in the NSYNC days, I mean, we could do that. But I don't think there's any reason to do that.
You went and saw them.
Huh?
Didn't you go and see them?
NSYNC?
Yeah.
No, I saw the Backstreet Boys in St. Louis, Jason.
Same thing.
No.
Okay?
I promise you it's the same thing.
It is. Yeah. It's not.
Is
man.
It?
It's not the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, boy band.
That is,
it is a boy band.
That is very,
sort of.
Very,
yeah, he's right.
Very disrespectful in that way. But Memphis does add Earl Timberlake today, who, you know, like we had Jonathan Givony on the show earlier today at 12:25. It's worth checking out the podcast if you missed it. He said Earl Timberlake was, you know, projected lottery pick, basically, before this season.
I would say that the word for Jonathan was giddy to talk about Earl Timberlake. And it's funny because Jonathan, that he would be that giddy to talk about him.
Right? Yes.
I mean, it's not just that he broke the story, obviously. He thinks quite highly of Mr. Timberlake. And that's a good sign because Lord knows if anybody sees talent on a regular basis and high-level talent, it's Jonathan Givony. So to hear him that excited about still the potential that could be ahead for Timberlake in terms of his NBA potential, that's a good sign for Memphis. I think you have to say so. Yes, I thought that was a very enlightening interview with him.
And look, I mean, he clearly, in terms of his position, he's going to be a 3/4. Mm-hmm. You know, we've joked about it, you know, who is coming in to replace who, right? He's not coming in to replace Damian Ball, but he is coming in sort of to fill the role that DJ Jeffries left.
Right.
Which is that, you know, hybrid play basically on all spots on the floor, guard all spots on the floor, you know, wing sort of player. And I think he fits into that perfectly. And I think that was always the question. You know, as long as, and we said this at the time, as long as Penny Hardaway replaces what is outgoing with players who come in and replicate or maybe even improve upon that production, people won't care. We won't be talking about Boogie Ellis or DJ Jeffries or Damian Ball. It's only if these guys come in and don't, you know, replace the production that we would be talking about them. And so far, I think you have to say so good. Look, it's got to happen. They got to get on the court, you know, and you know, Earl Timberlake's got to be healthy. These are all things that go without saying. But I think early on, the returns are very, very positive.
I'm more interested in sort of how he's going to fit in and maybe even set some tone defensively. Givony, you know, offensively, Memphis is going to have a lot of options. Timberlake's obviously going to be one of them. Clearly a guy that's got a lot of skill on that end. But it sounded like, too, one of his best attributes is his versatility defensively. Well, remember, you know, this is a different situation, not same exact same size. But remember how much of a strength that was for Memphis when they had a versatile guy in Precious Achiuwa, who you could play, and you heard Givony say it, 1-4, 1-5 on those different guys defensively. That kind of versatility, what's it going to do? It's only going to help you keep that same sort of identity and culture that you've established defensively. All that said, we like what they're setting up. There's no question about it. You like the talent that Penny's bringing in. There's still clearly some questions. Like, does this team have a guy who can have a point guard who can handle the duties to the point? You ain't got to be the best point guard in the country, but you can't be nearly where Memphis was last season in terms of turnover percentage and turning the ball over. Do you have that? Do you have that in this group of players and talent, a guy who can get that done for you? And who's going to be your rim protector? Because that has been, quite frankly, it's been a big part, too, of these last 2 years. Penny being top five in defensive efficiency, having somebody back there that you at least had to account for when it came to, hey, could someone alter my shot? I'll be interested to see if Sam could play that role. Again, Sam's going to be coming in as a freshman. It's going to take him some time. You figure guys like Malco, DeAndre going to be ahead of him should Malco decide to come back.
Right.
That's it. He's different in the sense that he's a 6'11", 255, 6'10", 255, different than what the rest of that everything else you've got.
That's
maybe
right.
He can sort of be that guy or at least develop into that guy for later down the road.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. I told you that
you've got some size on the roster. It's not like it's all 6'7", 6'8".
I feel really good about Malcolm coming back if Chandler Lawson is a part of this, you know, is a part of this group because they have a great relationship.
Yeah.
They've had a great relationship, and I think they've always talked about playing together, you know, at this level. So if Chandler Lawson, and you reported today that Jonathan Lawson got that offer, Keelan told us yesterday that Chandler had one, we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, kind of like the fits with our family reunion theme here, sort of Malco and Chandler, that idea again, because they go it's back to those old East days. Wiseman leaves out, Malco's still got to get low. You're bringing your old East guy back. And those guys, Chuck was telling me after he made the point that they've been close since they were 12 years old.
Well, so there you go.
So I'm sure if Malco is back in and you think, okay, with Moose out of the fold, maybe then I'm sure you've got not just Penny Hardaway recruiting Chandler, you've probably got Malcolm doing it as well.
Exactly. And so I think that's nothing
those two
but
are very close.
That's nothing but a positive development. And we talked about sort of the importance. Ideally, in a perfect world, A-Lo is 6'4 with a ratchet. In a perfect world, that's not A-Lo. That being the case, He's still a very good player for this group, still made very valuable contributions, saved their ass in several games that they absolutely had to have, mm-hmm. was key against SMU in that win, saved them versus South Florida here in Memphis, and that would have been a catastrophic loss. We wouldn't even be talking about tournament. I am not of the mind or of the ilk. You know, and I know there are some people who are, but I am not in that group that thinks that Alo cannot and should not have a role on this team. I disagree with that vehemently. How big it is, I think, is determined by and depends on what else is here. But I am all for Alo having as big or as, you know, small a role as the roster sort of deems, because I think he's that kind of a player, and Memphis is better with him, generally speaking, on the floor. Now, we've seen him as a starter. When he is starting, and because he has not been the offensive threat, they tend to start slow. They start in holes. I like him better exactly in the role that he was used as in the meat of this season, which is coming off the bench, giving you 20 to 25 minutes a game and sort of being that steady hand for Memphis basketball. And I think that's really all they need. You don't have to reinvent the sport of basketball at Memphis next season. You just have to identify and get some guys who you can depend on to handle that ball night in and night out, and Alo certainly is one of those guys.
He's going to be one of the options, and a guy who played, you know, almost 22 minutes per game last year, and I think, too, in a perfect role there in the second half of the season. But you've also, I think, Davion Warren's going to be in the mix, clearly going to be in the mix to play point guard. Maybe if you get him, Jonathan Lawson, who you love at the position, you've talked to somebody who thinks he could be a Division I point guard, maybe even on day one. And remember, Lester Quinones, at one point when Memphis was struggling at point guard, they tried him, put him there.
That's right.
We know, you know, Lester's got a lot of things he's really good at. You know, defensively shutting down the best guy on the other team, knocking down three-pointers like he was doing by the end of the season, knocking that down at a 40% rate. So I'm not sure that he necessarily needs this new responsibility of being the point guard, but my point is you have options.
That's right.
And again, Memphis had options as they were going 14-3 down the stretch and damn near knocking off a Final Four team in Houston. So I think that's it feels like the way Penny's envisioning it. Maybe there is. Maybe if the Lawson's thing doesn't work out, right, you end up with the two opens and they decide, you got too many bodies there.
Yep.
Maybe then you go after that prototype point guard that everybody wants. And I think could help.
Yes, absolutely.
But you might have your 13 already set out here, people.
I think that's – I would bet on that today.
Wow.
But so that would mean both Lawsons then.
Yes. I mean, I'm just my conventional wisdom.
It's funny how we, in the last 24 hours, it didn't feel that way yesterday.
Well, Chandler, we always figured Chandler would be part of it. Yeah. But now that Jonathan has gotten the offer, it seems like it could be real. My conventional wisdom is just that I don't know why Penny would waste his time, recruiting and offering if he didn't, A, want them, or B, think it would happen.
Right.
So we shall see, but that's the latest as of today. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us. Thanks, of course, to Aki Collins. Thanks to Jonathan Gavoni. And thanks to Brevin Knight for hopping on the show today. Gino and Jeffrey up next. I'll be breaking it all down. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis's Sports Station. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's accelerated 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at TopsBarbecue.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket or Alaka Savings or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
This spring, there's an outside chance you're ready for some outside projects and 100% chance of saving at the Home Depot. Right now, stock up on 5 bags of Earth Grow or Vigoro mulch for only $10. Plus, with great low prices and free delivery on your favorite...